Welcome to Breathwork for Emotional Eating. My clients are often people who describe themselves as emotional eaters. They say they eat their feelings, and they want to learn how to feel their feelings instead. This is somewhat of a confusing sentiment because you can eat and feel your feelings at the same time. It's not true that eating automatically impairs your ability to feel. So what's actually going on here? When an uncomfortable feeling arises in the body, your mind follows by telling you whatever story or narrative that is attached to that feeling. I'm not good enough. I hate my body. People don't like me. It's when we start thinking our feelings that we reach towards food. It's actually the thoughts that we're trying to avoid. As the holistic psychologist, or Nicole LaPerla, says, people's greatest fear is not death or public speaking, it's their own thoughts. Feelings are simply sensations arising in the body, and most sensations, when fully felt, witnessed, and welcomed, last no more than 90 seconds. So I'm going to guide you through a breathwork session and guided meditation to help you feel your feelings by getting out of your mind and into your body. It's only in the body that feelings can be felt, processed, and released. Emotions are energy in motion, emotion. They want and need to be felt so they can be processed instead of getting stuck in the body. Our mantra today is, it's safe to feel. You can do this practice seated, upright, or laying down, whatever you prefer. If it feels good, you can place a hand on your belly and a hand on your heart, or gently relaxing them in your lap or by your side. Close the eyes and start to gently breathe through an open mouth. Start to drop your awareness into the body. What sensations do you notice? Start to mentally name them. Is there a tightness in your chest? A ball in your throat? A knot in your shoulders? A pit in your stomach? Just keep breathing and noticing without judgment. Witness and welcome any subtle vibrations. Keep breathing. It's safe to feel. It's safe to be in your body. Keep your awareness in your physical body. Notice if there is any movement attached to the sensations. Maybe a whirling, a throbbing, a pulse. Maybe it's dense and still. Whatever you're noticing is exactly right. Keep breathing and welcoming without judgment. Notice if there are any colors attached to this sensation. Keep breathing in through the mouth and out. Send the breath into the sensations in your body. Keep breathing, send the breath there. Notice if there is any shape this sensation is taking. Notice if it has a temperature. Notice if your mind wants to keep bringing you back into the story. It's okay if it does. Just bring your awareness back into the body. Keep breathing, witnessing, and noticing. It's safe to feel. All is welcome. Keep breathing. Notice how the sensations change as you breathe into them. Keep breathing, witnessing how the sensations have shifted. Send the breath there. Just a few more moments. On the next inhale, hold your breath. Take a big, deep breath and suspend it at the top. Hold, hold, hold. Let your body surprise you. Hold, hold, hold. And when you can no longer hold your breath, release on sound. Beautiful. Keeping the eyes closed. And one last time, witness the sensations in your body. If you need to keep breathing and witnessing, then go ahead. Keep breathing and witnessing. But if you feel like you're ready to gently open your eyes, then you can do so now. Come back to this as many times as you need. The more you do this, the more automatic it will be for you to truly feel your feelings in the body instead of launching into the mind's story. Thank you for breathing with me today. I hope you got a lot out of this practice. I love you so much.